3 years of violence between Israel and the Palestinians has exacerbated the tensions between Israelis and Arab citizens of Israel. Nonetheless, some Arabs and Jews continue to seek ways to communicate with each other. At one Jerusalem school, they're learning each other's languages. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At the bilingual school in southern Jerusalem, the first graders are practicing for their end-of-year show. Enthusiastically, they sing an alphabet song in Hebrew. A few minutes later, it's time for the alphabet in Arabic. Looking around the circle, it's impossible to tell which kids are Jewish and which are Arabs. Only when one of their teachers speaks in Arabic is it possible to tell from the frowning concentration on the faces of the Jewish kids. When the other teacher speaks in Hebrew, all of the children follow easily. 10-year-old Noah Weiss-Simon wants to be either a teacher or the Prime Minister of Israel. She's been at the school since it opened 3 years ago and says her two best friends are Arabs. She says learning Arabic is the best part of the school.
It's different because it has special things. It's got more languages to teach. It's got more cultures to teach. It's got all kinds of things that are better because it's like, it's nicer.
9-year-old Mu'taz Ashed, a young Israeli-Arab boy, says he begs his mother to take him to school even if he's sick. He says some of his Arab friends don't understand why he wants to go to school with Jews. But speaking in fluent Hebrew, he says he doesn't care. In most schools, they only learn one language, he says. They don't know how much fun it is to speak other languages and get to know friends from different places. Most of the Arab students are citizens of Israel, although a few are Palestinians from East Jerusalem. Yet even within Israel, Arabs and Jews have almost no contact. They normally go to separate schools. The students and the teachers here live with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Barihan Haresh, a young first-grade teacher, says several of her friends in the West Bank have been wounded by Israeli army fire. A relative was killed during a pro-Palestinian demonstration by Israeli Arabs in the Galilee town of Nazareth. Nonetheless, Haresh says, she is committed to find a way for Arabs and Jews to live together in Israel. We live in this state together, and all schools should be like this, she says. It's important to try to live together, and that's what we're doing here from a very young age. The Jerusalem Bilingual School was started 3 years ago and now has kindergarten through fourth grade. More than 200 students have enrolled for next year's classes, and the school hopes soon to expand through eighth grade. Yafashira Grossberg, a second-grade teacher, says that before she joined the school, she didn't even know any Arabs.
I feel like now, certainly living in a country where I'm living with the other, and I had almost no contact with the other, and here I do. And now I'm learning about a whole new culture, even new cultures. And for me, it's extremely expanding and enriching.
For the kids, it just feels normal. And as a group of boys plays soccer during recess, they don't seem to notice that some of them are yelling in Hebrew and others in Arabic. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.